Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 159 of CJ Evolution. Pat Fitzgibbons here, host and creator of the show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for spending a little bit of your valuable time with me. Special thanks to all the first responders out there, brave men and women who work in the criminal justice field, protecting us day in and day out. We would not have this country, I truly believe, if it wasn't for your sacrifice day in and day out, protecting us. So thank you so much for what you do. I am so excited. I don't know if you've heard. I've mentioned it to a couple people, and it's been on Twitter and social media, but the podcast, CJ Evolution, has been named one of the best by Player FM, and it's such an honor to be on that list among many, many other criminal justice podcasts. Thank you so much. If it wasn't for you, the listener and supporter, the podcast wouldn't be there. So Player FM, you can check out that list, playerfm.com. Go over there, check it out. CJ Evolution is there. And I just predict bigger and better things for the show in the future, all thanks to you, the supporter. Thank you so much. You know, everybody, you, me, everybody, hits roadblocks in their lives, folks. Everybody. So that is where Kim Ades and her amazing team at Frame of Mind Coaching can come in, kick you in the butt, get you that jump start to get you where you want to be professionally and personally. She is a wonderful woman. I've had her on the show before. I want to bring her on again. And she is just wonderful. Again, she can help you get to that next level, her and her team. So head over to frameofmindcoaching.com. That's frameofmindcoaching.com. Tell them that Patrick sent you and see what her amazing team can do for you. On to the show. The holidays are here. It is that wonderful time of year where we all get together with family and friends, celebrate everything we have in our lives, celebrate Christmas. Yes, I said Christmas. I know we're not supposed to now, but I said Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. But on a serious note, this is that time of year where a lot of people, believe it or not, are depressed. I know us in law enforcement, we see a lot of this where we respond more to people that want to harm themselves, depression calls, you know, all kinds of different calls for service where people are just down. They've got that holiday blues. And again, remember, it might be great for a lot of people, but a lot of people still do suffer during the holidays. So, you know, law enforcement officers are at an obvious increased risk for the holiday blues. If you work second or third watches, that's usually swing and graveyard shifts, how much sunlight do you get? I've worked graveyards, and many of you have, for many years, and we don't see a lot of sunlight. You're kind of like a vampire, we used to joke. You know, you don't hear a lot of stuff, and you're kind of tucked away on graveyard shifts. But while other people are viewing the positive aspects of the season, you are called to death investigations, domestic violence calls, child abuse calls. Every other car is probably at a DUI. Or work in a DUI, party or noise complaints, drunken public contacts, and petty theft calls all increase during the holidays. I mean, it's not a good thing to see. You work as much overtime as you can to buy the best gifts, only to learn that your significant other often resents that you are not present for the season's activities. Not every relationship, but there are some relationships out there. Chances are good that you will be working one, if not all, the holidays, and you realize you have never seen your kids open their gifts on Christmas morning. You are going to be alone for the holidays for the first time since your wife or husband and you got divorced. Again, many people, this is a touchy time during the holidays. Now add the regular stress that an officer faces daily, compounded that with a possible IA investigation, loss of promotion, department infighting, and all of his or her personal as well as holiday pressures together. If you are not singing the blues, someone close to you is. Remember that. There are some proactive things you can do to decrease depressive and anxious symptoms and minimize holiday stress. Treatment for holiday depression does not usually require medication. If you suffer from seasonal affective disorder, the most established treatment is bright light therapy. This type of therapy consists of looking at special broad spectrum bright lights from 1.5 to 3 hours a day, generally early in the morning hours, to prevent eye damage. Do not stare into the light. Results are typically seen within a few days. Outdoor sunlight, sunlight through windows, bright home lights, and commercial available lights can also be effective. If you're feeling suicidal, notice changes in your personality. or your sadness is affecting you physically for more than 2 weeks, you may be experiencing a clinical depression, and you should seek treatment for that. Here are some tips for avoiding holiday blues. Pay attention to your moods and energy levels. If you realize that you are starting to feel down at the end of summer, take action. A good offense is better than a good defense. Plan active events for yourself in advance for the fall and winter seasons. Expose yourself to as much bright light as you can. If it's a sunny day, go outside as much as you can. If it's gray and overcast, use as much light indoors as you can. Start physical activity before the humbugs get to you. Establish healthy eating and sleeping patterns. Sleep is so good for you. I mean, we all know this, but when I was on graveyards, I think I've said this before in other shows, I didn't get a lot of sleep. I used to get 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. That is not healthy for you, folks. It is not healthy. You need to get good sleeping patterns going. Here are 30 tips for coping with holiday stress and depression from a law enforcement perspective. Number one, make realistic expectations for the holiday season. Set realistic goals for yourself. Pace yourself. Do not take on more responsibilities than you can handle. Make a list and prioritize the important activities. This can help make holidays more manageable. Be realistic about what you can and cannot do. Do not put all your energy, into just one day. Number four, live and enjoy the present. It is so important. Number five, make time for yourself. If you're not taking care of yourself, how can you take care of anybody else? Number six, look to the future with optimism. Folks, I know, I've been a cop for many, many years. I know, you know, we see a lot of bad in humanity, but you have to be optimist. You have to, you know, have that optimistic attitude. It's not saying you don't have a bad day here and there, but you can't always feel down. You can't always look at, you know, the glass is half empty. You can't. Number seven, don't set yourself up for disappointment and sadness by comparing today with the good old days of the past. Number eight, get competition out of your activities. Number nine, set differences aside. You're not going to agree with everybody, least of all family members. Just set them aside. Be happy. Number 10, if you are lonely, try volunteering some time to help others. Always a good thing to do. Number 11, find holiday activities that are free, such as looking at holiday decorations, going window shopping without buying and watching the winter weather, whether it's a snowflake or a raindrop. Number 12, limit your drinking. Excessive drinking only increases your feelings of depression. Number 13, try something new. Celebrate the holidays in a different way. Maybe go for a hike if you can do that. Maybe just spend time alone. I mean, spend time outdoors. Physical activity is always great. Number 14, spend time with supportive and caring people. Remember, you are who you hang out with, folks. If you're hanging out with the naysayers, the negative people, guess what? You're going to be the naysayer and the negative person. Hang out with positive people, people who are going to lift you up, not people who are going to bring you down. Sometimes that's hard because a lot of times it's people you care about, people you're close to, you know, family members. You want to be with the people who are going to push you up. Number 15, reach out and make new friends. Sometimes that's hard in law enforcement, but you can do that. Not everybody out there is a criminal. I've said this before. I used to think that way. Everybody out there, if there weren't a cop or law enforcement, they were a criminal. That's not the case. Make new friends. 16, make time to contact a long-lost friend or relative and spread some holiday cheer. Number 17, let others share the responsibilities of holiday tasks. Learn to delegate. 18, set reasonable limits regarding the purchase of gifts. Number 19, set reasonable expectations about who you are going to visit and when. Some relatives or family members get pissed off. Oh, you're not spending enough time with me. You're spending all... Just map that out beforehand so you're not ticking anybody off. Number 20, don't take responsibility for everyone else's holiday happiness. If people are going to be bummed, you can be happy. You don't control them. They don't control you. You can control your happiness. Number 21, if loved ones are absent during the holidays, if relationships are broken, or there have been other types of tragedies, do not pretend that they do not exist. Very important. Number 22, resolutions really do work. They are always a way of developing goals. Number 23, exercise regularly. If you're not doing it, do it. That helps the endorphins, gets you positive, gets the blood pumping. We all know this. Do it. Number 24, eat a healthy diet. Watch your carbohydrates, fat, and caloric intake. Number 25, do not read newspapers and turn off the television. Negative stories evoke negative emotions. Number 26, practice relaxation and deep breathing techniques. I know, I'm telling you again, meditation works, folks. I do it every other morning, or try to do it every morning. Now I'm every other morning. I should be doing it every morning. But it does work. And that's part of the meditation and the relaxation and the breathing techniques. That's all ties into meditation. You know, you need to do that if you aren't already. Number 27, avoid sleep deprivation. Number 28, ask for help if you need it. Share your feelings with others. Number 29, rethink solutions. And finally, number 30, reflect on the spirit of the holidays. Our three major holidays involve messages that are important to remember. Thanksgiving celebrates what we are grateful for. Christmas is the season of love and importance of giving and sharing with others. New Year's is a time of new beginnings. Remember, the holiday season is about taking care of each other. If you notice your partner or friend being depressed, try to lift them up. If you notice something worse, if it's gradually progressing into something worse, you need to say something, folks. Too often, especially us in law enforcement, want to ignore it and say, it's just so-and-so, they'll get over it. But you need to say something. Again, we all need to take care of each other, family and friends. Folks, that's all I have. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I hope it was beneficial. Again, we all need to take care of each other during this holiday season and just in general. So if you head over to cjevolution.net, that's the website associated with the podcast, I sure would appreciate it. You're going to see a link for the iTunes tab. Hit on that. It's going to take you over to iTunes. If you rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. So with that, I'm going to sign off, folks. Got a lot of great guests coming up. Thank you again for the continued support, and be safe, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.